Google Plus. This is about Google Plus. Everywhere where I go in Cork, or certainly many people that I speak to, tell me that Google Plus hasn't really taken off. And only today, I heard that from somebody I see quite regularly. So there is definitely a collection of people who are active in social media, on Facebook and Twitter, and maybe blogging as well, and they just haven't got Google Plus yet. And some of them are even saying that Google Plus has failed. I've heard people speak about Google Plus as if, you know, it's such a disappointment that it's not taking off and they're not going to go onto it. The other school of thought, which is what this audiobook is going to relate to, are a group of people who have, who hold a very opposite point of view, and they feel that Google Plus has got some features which are so extraordinary that just about every other social media medium is in danger of being superseded. Talking Hangouts on Air is the title of a YouTube video which you can find. It is made by Jane Boyd, April Ennis, and Marty Constant. And Google it and find it and look at it. It would be my advice if you have an interest in the potential, or make up your mind about Google Plus. The rest of this audio boo is going to be offering feedback to the people who made that particular video. The video was made as automatically by Google Plus and YouTube syncing together. What happened is that Jane Boyd used Google Plus feature called Hangout. And from her laptop, she set up a Hangout, and the two other people started on the Hangout with her, and they held a public conversation live on air that anyone could have logged onto, and a small number of people did. And they talked about, in the first place, about various features of Hangout, and the sort of functionality that there was. And then they went on to addressing the application of it, because there are three people in business. The three women are in business, and they have very complementary skills, and they're all there looking for applications. How could Google Hangout be used? Now, the first thing that struck me about the video is that it's an absolutely model, terrifically good example of a piece of communication where three people are having conversation, and they speak in such a way that an audience is capable of following the conversation. In other words, they don't talk over each other, and you can focus on what one person is saying, and when that person has finished speaking, one of the others chips in. So it's very easy to follow. The second point I want to make is that all three of them communicate in a way that you can tell that they're experienced communicators, with a great sympathy, or empathy rather, for the plight of a listener who doesn't know them. In other words, they don't speak as if they're speaking to people who are already familiar with them. They speak to people with whom they want to communicate and who may not be used to their way of talking. So they're speaking with other people in mind, even though they're speaking to themselves. And that's the point about it. It's a public conversation live on air, but it wasn't just being done for their own benefit. It was extremely clear, it came all the way through, that the communications were being made in order to create something that would be valuable to other people. So even when they were discussing among themselves and clarifying particular aspects of the functionality of Google Plus and Hangout in particular, they were doing it in such a way that, you know, another person might have chosen to do an instructional piece on it. But this was a conversational piece which resulted in the person learning, I felt. That's the second point about it, general ones. Thirdly, I particularly want to focus on the applications. There is a fund of suggestions in the conversation between Marty, April and Jane of applications. So I won't summarize them to you because it's better for you to actually listen to it yourself and hear it from the protagonists themselves. But it's very interesting that they didn't confine themselves to one particular application, and they didn't linger too long on any one application. But by the time you finish listening to it, it's quite clear that they had explored a number of applications, and it would be entirely possible to graft on extra application to it. There was passing, so that's, yes, so if you listen, or if you tune into the video, you will get a good companion to help you think through how you might yourself use a Google Plus Hangout function. The thing about it is that they made it really clear how easy it would be to use Hangouts, how easy, how inexpensive, how easy, and the quality. They made reference many times to the quality of the, what's euphemistically called, the user's experience. Let me refer to something that I would change in future discussions about it. And it's a term that's used so widely that I'm not sure that I'm ever going to get anywhere with persuading people not to use it. It is the idea that you could use Hangouts to, quote, drive traffic to your website. Now, to me, the way in which the conversation went, it was more and more engaging the longer it went on, and it engaged my attention. And not just my attention to what they were saying, but my attention to the inspirations that I was getting while listening to them. So there were two things going on. There was the information that they were sharing with each other, and that was in the form of, you know, ideas about how you could use it. But also at the same time, the internal dialogue that I had myself about, oh God, this is what I could use it for, or that, and so on. Or even the debates I had with, you know, did I fully understand what they were saying? Now, the key point I'm trying to make is a danger of slipping out of my mind at the moment, but it's a point, oh yes, it's the point about driving traffic. You see, why don't we, instead of saying driving traffic, why don't we use the term attracting traffic to my website? Why don't we talk about attracting traffic rather than driving traffic? I mean, if somebody said to me, I had been driven to watch the Google Hangout video, I would say, it's a strange way. I'm not a person who's driven. I drive myself. I'm the driver. But I absolutely found that the video I was watching was attracting me to check out who on earth is Marty Constant, who on earth is Jane Boyd, and who on earth is April Ennis. Now, I know already, I might as well declare this, I know very well who Jane Boyd is, or I know some of who Jane Boyd is, and I know who Marty Constant is. I do not know who April Ennis was until this. I hope she'll forgive me if, in fact, I've had several tweets with her and forgotten I had that. But the key point is really about attraction. I'm saying that I believe that Google Hangouts are a terrific way of attracting business to what you're doing, and attracting interest. And you know, the thing that struck me was that here I was listening to three consummate professionals, and I'm intrigued to know, who are these people? Where do they come from? What have they been doing? I certainly think that if you wanted an advertisement by Google for, you know, for Google Plus, you would let loose the likes of Jane, Marty, and April to just have a conversation, and you could find three other people, you know, if they had the features that were displayed on this video, you just get ordinary users converting, talking about it, is a great way of attracting ordinary viewers to go further on. It's all about empathy, I think. It's about the fact that we all know that Google are capable of sending out a crack team of presenters to persuade us that we ought to use Google Plus. But of course we know that they have a vested interest in it. Now here you have people who haven't cracked it, don't know everything that can be done with it, and are groping their way into how do I make this thing serve what I want? And that's the beauty. This is my final point, really. The beauty of what is demonstrated in the video is that it's the way in which it's the way they have demonstrated how to hold a conversation which will hold interest. And they're not pushing a line at all. What they're really doing is being curious with each other about what is possible. And whatever term is used in marketing for this, crudely I would call it attraction marketing, but there may be a better term. It certainly is, the result is an emotional bond of community between me here in Ireland, who is in exactly the same position, trying to struggle to figure out how could I use a Google Hangout for my purposes. And the fact that I hear three people talking about it has me saying this video is an essential resource for all people who want to get in to Google Hangouts. And I want to congratulate the three of them on what they did, what they've done, and to recommend to everybody that they go when they're ready, when you're ready. Yeah, go when you're ready and try it out. And good luck. Please tell me what you think of it, or share with others what you think of it. Anyway, Jane, Marty and April, that's just a little bit of feedback. I might have other things to say when I watch it for the third time. Bye.